CNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, who actually got back from vacation a day before I did, and Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Glad, well, I guess I shouldn't welcome you to the show, Corey. You've been here. You've been here. Thank you for welcoming me back to the show. How the heck's it been going?
You know what I'm learning about this is every time one of us leaves the show, there's some sort of chaos that happens, and then we have to recover from it for just a little bit, you know?
Right.
We've had some situations pop up in our time, but we are still here and still strong, and I appreciate all the Tolos that are firing it off right now. Thank you for texting in.
From the 469, damn, Kevin, Vermont changed you. Make no mistake. It's always been there, all right? It's always been there. But can I just tell you how I found out about all of this? I don't know if people are fatigued by this, and if you are, I apologize. I know we need to talk about the Stars and
so go ahead and talk about what's on your mind, man.
I, believe it or not, there's not a whole lot of direct flights to Burlington, Vermont. I don't know if that's surprising to you or not. And in fact, we got a direct flight out there. And they're like, oh, you got the last one of the season. Which I was like, I did not know.
There's a flying season?
I don't know. I guess so. And so we had to take a couple of flights to get back. And so we're at the airport in Vermont and just sitting down. You know how it is. And I just look at my phone because we're traveling, getting the baby ready, and the baby is not the easiest in the world in the airport. And I'm looking at my phone and I have all these texts from people that were like, good God, what happened? And I was like, what does that mean? That was the very first one I got. I was like, I don't know what that means. And then the very next one is like, man, Jerry was mad today. And I was like, okay. So something happened with Sean and RJ with
because
Jerry.
You know the schedule. He's on every Tuesday.
Exactly. Exactly. And it just text after text after text. And I'm like, oh my God, I must have missed it. I opened Twitter. It took one tweet. The very first tweet I saw was about this. And then obviously I started listening to clips. Then I'm going to hop on the Odyssey app and listen to like the entire context of the whole thing. And it was crazy. I know you, Corey, I know you're like, yeah, I know I was here. But I'm just
What did I text you whenever it was later in the afternoon? I didn't want to bug you too much, but I was like, okay, he's got to be home-ish right about now. I texted you and I was like, it wasn't us this time.
Yes.
Usually it's us that's instigating crap around here.
That is true.
That's what our show does.
And I couldn't believe it. And then I saw Shannon Sharp had thoughts. Michael Irvin had thoughts. Dan Patrick had thoughts. RJ Choppy's about to be on the Dan Patrick show. And I was like, wow.
I kind of want to tune in live to that. I kind of want to like listen in on that and see how it goes.
Do you think we should simulcast?
I don't know how that works. So I don't know exactly. Like, would that be all right? You know what? If we're breaking all the rules, actually, I think you just set the standard. We're abiding by all the rules now.
I feel like I just followed all of the rules.
We've always been the show. It's been the fools with no rules was what Walt called us back in the day. But now we're abiding by all the rules.
Mike, I'm changing all my passwords to Cowboys back to back to back.
Told
21,
you.
22, 23.
We did it.
We got Mike back in, baby.
36 regular season wins in the last 3 years. You like those 36 regular season wins? Yeah, I bet you do.
I do like the wins a lot. I would like some more wins.
Especially against the Giants. Those are always hard-fought ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's get more of those wins, though.
By the way, the Giants just lost. If you're looking for other sports content, the Giants just lost their left tackle for the season, like as if you needed.
And their quarterback can't throw a deep ball. And yeah. they got a really good receiver, though. So if we could pluck him away from them somehow, that'd be awesome.
Now
he got drafted by another team. He's out for the rest of his career. Unless he becomes 33 and is kind of washed up.
Okay, then bring him on.
Or if we draft him, another team signs the guy. He shows that he's totally washed and should never play another game in the NFL. Then we really like those guys.
And no, I'm not announcing a candidacy for president. We've said this a long time. Corey, you know both of us. Jess would be the far better and far likable candidate.
Very likable.
To run for president.
Yes.
So
you do want to be the Dick Cheney behind the scenes of
yes.
it all.
He's dead.
Well, but he ran the country for a while.
I got to shake his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Lefty.
Really?
Yeah. His right hand is messed up.
Do you reach out left-handed to shake people's hands?
No.
Okay.
But when he went to Duncanville High School in 1994, 1995 or 1996. That's when he ran for president. Is that right?
I think so. Along in the Bob Dole group.
Oh, Bob Dole. Maybe I met Bob Dole. Bob Dole. I don't remember who came to Dunham.
Bob Dole was Bob Dole and Jack Kemp.
Yep. So there you go.
But George Bush was there. I remember meeting him.
You know what I like about a Mike story? You don't even know where it's going to start, let alone where it's going to finish.
Yeah, you never know.
Hey, I'm just happy the Cowboys are the champs. Finally.
Well, Mike, that hasn't actually happened. They still have plenty of football
left. Do I have to read this statement again?
They still have plenty of football
left. That'll be the last of me for the day if I have to read this statement again.
I will be realist with you here. They still have lots of games left to play. They just need to win.
Somebody at this station ticked off our boss more than I do.
That's a great point. In the meantime.
And it did take some heat off, Mike.
Let's get back.
I appreciate it.
Let's get back into the good graces. And play cut number two, please.
Hands it back for Stankoven. Spins over to Marchment. In front tip, score! Matt Duchene! Perfect setup from Marchment. Perfect finish from Duchene. His first of the year. Ties it at one.
Now, the other thing that I've realized, I was only gone a couple days.
Oh, did you realize Dick Cheney's actually alive still?
Yeah, because he did mean Bob Dole, I think. Yeah.
Oh, well.
This. I mean, you could also go with good for him. Dude. Like, that feels like a mic response.
Yeah. I forget, Dick Cheney's the one who did run the country some.
Correct.
Yeah, they made a movie about it called Bush.
Do you realize, Kevin, that the stars are after you right now? They are out to make you look like a fool because they are winning when you said that they didn't need to. You said it wasn't important. Yeah, you said it wasn't that important for them to win hockey games. And here they are at 4-0 while you're just sitting there going, wow, I guess they could go 82-0.
Give them the cup.
They won't go 82-0.
Right now, there's no prediction that says they can't.
Stanley's,
they are on pace Stanley's to go 82-0.
Stanley's in the house.
Yeah, bring on Lord Stanley right now.
All I said,
Sir Stanley,
going back to that Nashville game, was it wasn't a must win. That was it.
Felt like a must win.
I said the season continued. I literally said I wanted the Stars to win.
It gives them more breathing room.
Alec, aren't you happy that the Stars treated it like a must win?
Yeah, because, you know, certain people, you know, you hear about media talking heads, you know, they were doubting. Mm-hmm. Some people in the Metroplex were doubting. There was never a doubt between myself, Corey Majors, and even Mike Bassick when he wasn't even in the country.
Yeah, he was in Italy and he was like, shaved ice, thank you, gelato. Mm-hmm.
Look.
Oh, gelato. I tell you what, they do have vanilla gelato for you if you ever go to Italy.
Is it just like fancy ice cream?
I did think about you because I was like, all these flavors, he'd hate this thing. I actually read gelato just has less fat than ice cream.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, your milk content. So ice cream uses more fat from the cream or from the milk. And they use less fat in gelato. So I guess you could say it's fancy ice cream, but really it's just the fat. Amount
okay, I gotcha.
In the ice cream / gelato?
Now, I just want to make this very, very clear. I'm very excited about the Stars. I was particularly pumped up about that Seattle game because one of the things that we talked about is...
Cracked them.
Yes. Yes, we did. Very well done, Mike. Is when Ottinger's not out there, how is your goaltending situation going to respond? Well, boom, guess what? You got another shutout, and you'd gotten the Ottinger shutout. I believe it was the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love the fact that they're 4-0-0, but also that you've already seen some of the people you wanted big contributions from show up early. You've gotten good stuff from the backup goaltenders. I am thrilled that they are winning. All I said was I didn't think that the opener was a must win.
I need to download that app.
The Victory Plus app?
Yeah, I haven't.
I got it. Yeah, it's good. It works.
Is it good? Is it really work?
It's functional.
Like okay.
It's functional, and it's useful if you're wanting to keep up with the Stars right now.
Okay.
So.
And you can download it on televisions?
Yeah. Well, I cast it to my TV. You can't download it. So
that
you
is an issue
it.
That they've run into.
Or plug
so
your
far.
Laptop in or whatever. But yeah, Kevin, the point you're talking about, man, that goal, Robertson's assist to Roppe was gorgeous. Duchene's goal last night, amazing. You're getting all this from Marchment. I said I needed Marchment to step into a different role this year.
You saw that straight away, right?
He's already on it. So, like, this is really nice to see that they are all fired up to get this season started because they're incorporating new people. they're incorporating new faces into the organization also, while also bringing up a youth part of it, but they're not too old. They don't look too old. They look like they're the right age to have the speed, the firepower, and the defense that they need to go make a push here.
I think their major motivation is the Rangers win in 23. Then you have the Mavericks make it to the NBA Finals but lose. And then you have the Cowboys who've won three championships back to back to back. And they just feel a little bit left out in this Metroplex.
I am seeing that you can download it on your Apple TV you can download it on Roku, Google TV, or Fire Stick. So I don't know how that works.
Victory Plus, right?
Yes. Go.